Fatigue and exhaustion. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
In this country, there is a fatigue of COVID. We've been dealing with this now for almost 9 months.
But it's not just COVID fatigue.
There are a lot of voters who are exhausted by what they call the Trump show, the constant controversy, the churn, the turmoil, the who's in, the who's out. They find it to just be exhausting and distracting.
Heck, there's even fatigue with social media.
Rapper Cardi B has deleted her Twitter account. She's tired of being told what's best for her from a bunch of 15-year-olds.
Don't worry, she's still on Instagram. But we don't need to give into this. We can rise above the exhaustion, even if for just a moment. I was talking with a speech therapist in West Virginia I happen to know who works with preschoolers, and one of her house calls brought her to a home with a Trump sign in the front yard, not uncommon in West Virginia. She goes in with a mask as required. Mom says, "You don't have to wear the mask." Therapist explains she's required to and proceeds with the visit, no problem. Then, on the next visit the following week, the therapist walks in, and this time the mom says, "Would you feel better if I wore a mask?" And I heard that story and I said, look how easy that was. That's how it's supposed to work. All of us are sick and tired, but a little courtesy on each side and nobody's mic need be cut off. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.